Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The exploration of Henry Purcell's music continues this week on Harmonia with a look at the large-scale works for church, court, and theater. Performances of anthems, odes, and music from his operas are all heard, in addition to a new Plectra label release of Johann Sebastian Bach's complete harpsichord concertos.
Thank you.
music of Johann Sebastian Bach. David Moroni was the soloist in the first movement of Bach's Concerto in A Major for Harpsichord, Strings, and Continuo, BWV 1055. Moroni's performance is part of a new release of Bach's complete harpsichord concertos on the Plectra label. Other harpsichord soloists include Arthur Haas, Karen Flint, Younghae Kim, and Adam Pearl. Henry Purcell's large-scale music represents the pinnacle of his abilities as a composer. There's no greater challenge than to write for soloists, choir, and orchestra, no matter whether the work is for church, court, or the theater. In Purcell's case, he wrote large works for all of them and was successful in every context. With a lifelong employment as a church musician, Purcell developed a natural sense for setting sacred and devotional texts to music. He was equally adept at composing works that were exuberant and joyous, as well as touching or passionate. The main types of church works he produced were service music and anthems. Purcell's particularly remembered for the numerous anthems that still enjoy frequent performance. Here's church music of Henry Purcell. The King's Consort performs two of his most famous anthems, "Hear My Prayer, O Lord," and "Rejoice in the Lord Alway." Robert King directs.
Oh,
The King's Consort, under the direction of Robert King, performed two works by Henry Purcell, Hear My Prayer, O Lord, and Rejoice in the Lord Alway, better known as the Bell Anthem. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're celebrating Henry Purcell's large-scale music. The odes and welcome songs that Purcell composed were the courtly equivalent to his church anthems. They were usually written for significant events, such as the King's return to London, the Queen's birthdays, celebrations of St. Cecilia's Day, or for some other official occasion, like weddings and meetings. The music was generally more festive than its church counterpart. One memorable ode was the birthday song for Queen Mary, composed in 1694. It's the last of six odes written during her reign and is considered the finest. Entitled Come Ye Sons of Art Away, the ode uses musical and martial imagery to set the scene for a terrific celebration, all achieving a great effect. Purcell could certainly write catchy tunes. Here's music of Henry Purcell. An excerpt of The Birthday Song for Queen Mary is performed by the Taverner Consort and Players under the direction of Andrew Parrott.
Thank you.
Music of Henry Purcell, an excerpt of the birthday song for Queen Mary entitled Come Ye Sons of Art Away, was performed by the Taverner Consort and Players, directed by Andrew Parrott. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're continuing our two-part series on the music of Henry Purcell. No exploration of Purcell's large-scale music is complete without a look at his operas, of which technically he only wrote one, that is, only one musical work for the theater that was continually sung throughout. But he did compose a number of works in categories known as masque and semi-opera. Whatever you might call them, there are a handful of dramatic compositions that came from his pen, which include The Fairy Queen, Dido and Aeneas, King Arthur, Diocletian, and The Indian Queen. Here's music of Henry Purcell. René Jacobs leads various soloists, the choir of Clare College, Cambridge, and the orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment in an excerpt from the third act of Dido and Aeneas.
Yeah.
René Jacobs directed soloists, the choir of Clare College, Cambridge, and the orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment in an excerpt from Henry Purcell's Dido and Aeneas. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're celebrating the music of Henry Purcell, one of England's greatest composers. Purcell's works have been continually performed since his lifetime and are still very popular with today's audiences. His songs, in particular, received a boost in the 20th century when they were rediscovered by English composers Michael Tippett and Benjamin Britten, both of whom arranged their favorites for voice and piano. Tippett's and Britten's realizations, as they're called, have become standard repertoire for voice students all over the world. And while musicians of the early music movement have gone back to Purcell's originals, it's fascinating to hear how two prominent 20th century composers modernized their fellow countrymen's music.
Thrice happy, happy, happy lovers. May you be forever, ever, ever, ever free. May you be forever, ever, ever, ever free from the torment. From all the anxious cares and strife that attends a married life. Thrice happy, happy lovers. May you be forever, ever, 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 ever free. Be to one another true, be to one another true. Kind to her, kind, kind to her as she's to you. And since the errors of the night are past, may he be ever, ever constant. She be ever chaste. May he be ever, ever constant. She'd implore me to love. on earth all the day and melt all the night, till for her own sake at last she'll implore me to love her less, to preserve her delight. Shepherds happy the lasses, while drums and trumpets are sounding alarms. How blessed are shepherds, how happy the lasses, while drums and trumpets are sounding alarms. Over our Lord he sheds all the storm passes, and when we die, it is in each other's arms. All the day on our herds and flocks employing, all the night on our flutes and in enjoying. Over our Lord he sheds all the storm passes, and when we die, 'tis in each other's arms. All the day on our herds and flocks employing, all the night on our flutes and in enjoying. Bright nymphs of Britain, with graces attended, let not your days without pleasure expire. Bright nymphs of Britain, with graces attended, let not your days without pleasure expire. Honours but empty, and when youth is ended, all men will praise you, but none will desire. Let not youth fly away without contenting, age will come time enough for your repenting. Honours but empty, and when youth is ended, all men will praise you, but none will desire. Let not youth fly away without contenting, age will come time enough for your repenting.
Sickness to the law in vain.
Four songs by Henry Purcell from The Faerie Queen, Diocletian, King Arthur, and The Indian Queen. John Mark Ainslie and Susan Gritton performed modern arrangements of Purcell's songs by Michael Tippett and Benjamin Britten. Our new release this week comes from the Plectra record label. Johann Sebastian Bach's complete concertos for 1 through 4 harpsichords are recorded on 3 CDs, a feat not frequently accomplished. We'll hear harpsichord soloists David Moroney, Karen Flint, and Younghae Kim performing the first movement from the Concerto in C Major for 3 harpsichords, strings, and continuo, BWV 1064.
Thank you.
music of J.S. Bach, the first movement from his Concerto in C Major for Three Harpsichord Strings and Continuo, BWV 1064, was performed by soloists David Moroni, Karen Flint, and Jung-hae Kim. Their performance is part of a new release of Bach's complete harpsichord concertos on the Plectra label. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.